Adobe Express is the quick and easy create anything app. It's my go-to for making my business stand out. From videos and social posts to flyers and logos. Search for Adobe Express to find out more and use it for free.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, November 8th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Elon Musk made an unexpected appearance on a phone call between President-elect Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. People familiar with the conversation say Zelensky called Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate to congratulate him on his successful White House run when Musk happened to walk into the room. Trump acknowledged Musk, the billionaire owner of SpaceX, whose Starlink satellite service is used widely by Ukraine's forces. Musk said hello, prompting Zelensky to respond. Zelensky said he was using Starlink for the conversation, and Musk replied that he would keep sending more Starlink ground stations to Ukraine and then left the room. The brief interaction shows the unprecedented access Musk has to the future U.S. president and the tech billionaire's promised role in the new administration. Spokespeople for the Trump campaign and transition didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Musk didn't immediately return a request for comment. Meanwhile, shares of Trump Media and Technology rose over 15% after Trump said he wouldn't sell some of his stake in the company. In a post on his social media company, Truth Social, the president-elect denied rumors that he was considering selling stock in the platform's parent company. His comment came after the stock tumbled yesterday. Trump owns over half the company. And Amazon is testing new formats for its grocery business in order to blend its assortment of online goods and in-person shopping. The company's new designs are trying to leverage various fulfillment networks for its Whole Foods Market business and Amazon Fresh stores into a common delivery platform. The e-commerce giant is trying to expand its role in the grocery business, which is dominated by physical retail companies with massive store footprints, like Walmart, Target, and Kroger. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.